This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the Cheeky and Tierney NFL Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
Washington Redskins, 7-9, third in the NFC East. The Skins' high expectations came crashing down after Alex Smith suffered a gruesome leg injury. The team then drafted Dwayne Haskins in the first round, and hopes are high for the former Buckeye.
He's just a big, solid, fundamentally sound guy, man. He also has the ability to speed it up, and he has great touch as well. He's displayed that he can make all the throws, the deep ball throws, the 20-yard dagger-type throws where you have to line it, and then the touch throws, the anticipation-type throws.
Washington is building from the inside out, drafting a front seven player in the first round for the third consecutive year. Can the Skins surprise the rest of the East this season, or are they still a few years away?
Joined now by my buddy, Joe Theismann. How you doing, Joe? How's the summer treating you?
Everything's good. How about you? Playing a little bit of golf, listening to you on the radio.
Yeah, you can't complain about that. My wife will drive by and say hello. We're driving through Virginia down to North Carolina this weekend. She's heading down now.
Great.
So I think she's going through Maryland/Virginia right now. So
she's probably stuck in traffic right now.
Exactly.
She's probably listening to us. Matter of fact, you and I will be finished probably, and then she'll have another 2.5 hours in traffic.
Exactly.
It's a Friday afternoon.
No,
she
wrote me
near Washington.
She wrote me as like, this is miserable. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm flying down, but it's okay.
I'm being kind. Yeah. My wife does the same thing. She drives down to her home in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know, it's 7.5 hours. Lunch with me. I'll meet you there.
Exactly. All right, Joe. Last time we talked to you, I think we talked about Alex Smith and the injury, which is so similar to yours. And I mean, I hate to even think about his career being over, but it seemingly is going to be that way. But they draft Dwayne Haskins, and you allowed him to wear your number, and then he goes and plays it first preseason game. You're like, maybe you should give it back. But he redeemed himself last night.
We don't get refunds.
Yeah, exactly. When you look at Dwayne and his, I guess, the progress that he made from one week to the next, that's encouraging, right? And does he have a chance to win this starting job?
I'll answer your second question first. No. I think he's just inexperienced.
Yeah.
Physically, he throws the ball extremely well. All the things in that clip you heard Jay talk about is exactly the way I would describe him. He has the ability to put it on a line. He throws it down the field very well, made a very nice throw last night. Still processing the calls up front, how to direct protections, where you want to go with the football if it's not open initially. So there's that, I keep using the word, there's that process that you go through, especially for a guy who's a pure drop-back passer. Now, he's run a few times, but you're not going to confuse him with Lamar Jackson when it comes to breaking the pocket. I mean, and this is where Dwayne, and actually, it's good discipline for him, and I think it will accelerate his learning curve because guys that can run tend to take off in a hurry. We had Robert Griffin III here, and Robert was that way. Robert's great running ability allowed him to take off and run. In Dwayne's case, it's going to be learning to operate from the pocket from day one, which he has. And he continues to improve, and that's the important thing.
Yeah, it is. But it's also, they're in a weird situation, the Washington Redskins, and I wonder if they have a plan, right? Because you get Dwayne Haskins here. If he doesn't win the starting job, then he's lost for a year or so. But they're built to win now. I mean, they have talent offensively. They've done, if they can hang on to their Williams or left tackle, who's having this issue. We'll ask you about that a little bit later. Their defense is solid right now. Like, what's the plan for the Washington Redskins?
Well, I don't think it's a lost year. Would you say that Patrick Mahomes sitting behind Alex Smith in Kansas City was a lost year?
No, I don't, but I think Pat Mahomes could have played his first year. You know what I mean? You saw it in the preseason.
Maybe.
He seemed ready.
We could, Well, he does now.
Yeah.
But what kind of success would he have had?
That's a good question.
Had he not had a chance to understand, and how do you study? How do you look at? There's a difference between watching film and studying film.
Yeah.
And all the time that Dwayne's going to spend around Case Keenum and Colt McCoy, and you look at the quarterback room, Tim Rattay, quarterback coach.
Yeah, he's a good
Kevin
one.
Kevin O'Connell, offensive coordinator. Jay Gruden, everybody's a quarterback. almost everybody on offense is a quarterback.
Yeah, that's what helped Carson Wentz, right, in Philly, with Frank Reich and Peterson.
Exactly, and I think that's the case I think we have here in Washington. I think there is a plan. The plan is to, if Dwayne has to play through injury, then we live with it. Right now, I believe Case is going to be the starter. He seems very comfortable in the offense. Colt is still a question mark, so what's going to happen? Jay's usually only carried two anyway.
Yep.
So there's a plan. And when you talk about this football team being built to win now, the defensive line, no one is older than 25 years old.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, and these are some stats.
But they're good. They're impactful. Right? You know what I mean?
Well, they're Alabama football players. What do you expect?
Alabama North.
I mean, you know, we start five guys from Alabama. I mean, we could probably win the SEC, to be honest with you. If something happens, you know, we could do a pretty good job there. Although, you know, the kid Lawrence out of Clemson is pretty damn good, so I don't know. It's pretty tough. But I think that our football team will be one that can run the football with Adrian Peterson. Darius Geis hasn't played yet.
Yeah.
So the backfield seems solid. Jordan Reed hasn't played. He's a big part of what we do on offense, as many tight ends are and have become in this league. Very essential to the offenses that are run. And why the secondary, I think, is solid as can be.
Yep.
Two question marks remain, and you brought up one, the offensive line, and the other one, wide receiver. Who's going to be the person that steps up? I love Kelvin Harmon from North Carolina State, the wide receiver.
Interesting. Sixth-round pick, right?
He is, and I'm telling you something, that's a steal. And Terry McLaurin hasn't got on the field yet, or the kid out of Ohio State who played with Dwayne.
Yep. No.
We have Montez Sweat, who, you know, looks like he'll fill the shoes of what Preston Smith was a year ago. But I think you're right. We're very young. We're building in a very, very solid way. 27 of the 28 draft choices since 2017 are on this roster.
Yeah, and that's a telling sign.
In camp, I could say. So the young guys, and I expect probably most of them to make this football team this year as well. I mean, the football team is built to be young, and I think they got to look to the future.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you.
That's what I look. So,
I would agree with you. Joe Theismann, former Redskins All-Pro quarterback, joining us here for Tiki and Tierney Training Camp Do-A-Days. Joe, to the best of your ability, can you tell us what's going on with Trent Williams? Obviously, he's a great, great player, but this is getting baffling because it's not about money. It seems to be about health and the training staff. What can you tell us?
I think it's personal between Trent and the organization.
Yeah.
That much has, I guess, become rather obvious because he's not here.
Yeah.
But, you know, first of all, people talk about Trent because he's a seven-time Pro Bowler and a terrific football player.
Mm-hmm.
Don't discount that one bit. The Redskins have a losing record with Trent on the field.
Yeah.
Okay? He has 2 years remaining on a contract. Currently, he's the sixth highest paid offensive lineman in football. 3 years ago, he was the highest paid offensive lineman in football. He's averaged in the last 5 years 12 games a year. And evidently he claims to have a problem with the medical staff. He's not going to play for Bruce Allen, and he's going to walk away from $12 million. That's the way I analyze the situation right now. And it's not it's ugly.
Yeah.
That's another way of looking at it. But, I mean, you start talking about $12 million. You don't make that back up as an offensive
No,
back.
You never do. You never
and
do.
You still, and Teague, you still have 2 years left on the contract.
You're right. Is it affecting the team, though, at all? Not at all.
No. You and I both know. We both played the game.
Yeah.
Don't think that you're not expendable.
Yeah.
Everybody's expendable, and the game's all about money.
You're right. Turn the drill around. You know how it works. Turn the drill around.
That's right. He may be mad as heck at him, but they gave him the amount of money he wants. I promise he'd be in.
Yeah, no, I think you're probably.
I'm thinking. I don't know for sure, but
no,
I'm thinking.
You're probably right because money solves all problems, whether it's health or being pissed off at somebody. Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, Dallas is going through their money issues.
Yeah, you're right. And they're going to, they got a reckoning coming their way. Joe Theismann.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with how much, you know, Jerry can spread around.
Yeah, Joe Theismann, former Washington Redskins quarterback, joining us here at Tiki and Tierney, training camp 2-a-days. Last question for you. You looked at the division. You just mentioned the Cowboys. Where is this team? What's the expectation? Are they competing for the division, or are they building? Where are we with the Washington Redskins? Because when you look at the fan base, it's still rabid, right? They still love this team, but the delivery hasn't been there consistently. Where is the patience level in Washington?
I think the fan base has gotten tired. They want to see. They need to see something. I think that's part of the reason why they drafted Dwayne.
Yeah.
Instead of bringing in different people, Robert got hurt his second and third year here, so he really never got a chance to see what Robert Griffin III could do. There was a lot of excitement around him. Dwayne's a different kind of a quarterback. He's not going to light up the world with his feet. He's not going to, you don't have a Kyler Murray. You don't have, the brashness of a Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
It's a great question. We could very well win the division.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how good Philadelphia is going to be. We anticipate that'll be pretty good, but they went through struggle. Can Carson Wentz stay healthy?
Mm-hmm.
The Giants, they're going through a transformation. You know that.
Yep.
It's become a young football team.
That's right.
They could be dangerous. Dallas, you don't know what pieces are going to be on the field.
Yeah, if Zeke's not there, it's a different team.
How well will the quarterback position play?
Yeah, you're right.
Every team has here's the one thing about this division, and I say this in honor of you. It's probably the best running back group in every division in the National Football League.
I think you're right.
You got Howard in Philadelphia.
Yep, and Miles Sanders, who's looked good.
Right, and then Zeke in Dallas, and we have Adrian and Darius here.
Yeah, you're right, and we got Saquon. So it's a good point. Joe, I always appreciate you hopping on, talking about the Redskins, giving us some insights. Always colorful, and I appreciate you, my friend.
Always good catching up with you, T. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.